This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis did some end-of-year housekeeping for state government Thursday with an executive order that repealed more than 200 other orders he says the state no longer needs. CPR's Kiara Damari has more.
With a table saw placed on top of his desk for the occasion, Polis literally and legally cut through 435 pages worth of executive orders.
We want to move forward in the most efficient way possible and make sure that our state employees are focused on the task at hand rather than the task at hand from 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. So with that, we are now going to do this.
An executive order stays enacted until it is officially repealed by the governor. I'm Kiara Damari, CPR News.
The Colorado Coalition for the Homeless is preparing for an upcoming union election. CPR's Haley May has more on what employees hope to achieve.
The Service Employees International Union has filed to represent 78 of the nonprofit's 850 workers. Todd Canta is one of them. He says some of his fellow case managers have wages so low, they're eligible for the benefits the organization provides.
As if the work and our passion for the work should be a substitute for fair payment. And I would absolutely dispute that. I think we can be passionate about the work that we're doing and make a livable wage.
CCH says it's working to provide fair compensation and plans to educate employees on their ability to vote in the union election. Haley May, CPR News.
One of the dozens of people pardoned by President Biden Thursday was a Denver man. Johnny Earl Williams now runs a nonprofit working with young people involved in the justice system. The president's office noted Williams was convicted of a nonviolent offense and now gives back to his community through volunteering and serving in his church. This is CPR News and KRCC.